And we have the matter of Shawanda Thorne. Ms. Nicholas, are you ready to begin?
I am.
Would you care to reserve any time for rebuttal?
2 minutes, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Whenever you're ready.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
May it please the court, I'm Leslie Nicholas from the Chesapeake Public Defender's Office. I'm an assistant public defender there in Chesapeake, and I represented Ms. Thorne in the circuit court on a misdemeanor appeal of this case. It was an obstruction charge. Judge Smith heard the case back in, I think it was January of 2013. And he found the evidence sufficient after the testimony was heard. What he did was defer a sentence for a period of 2 years, ask her to complete anger management and be of good behavior. So that's why it's taken so long to get here. We filed, noted the appeal and prepared the petition, and you all thankfully granted it. What happened in that case is Ms. Thorne was driving in the safe Chesapeake in her car. I think it was she had a front seat and the back seat. She had little children.
She was stopped because the officer thought that she had illegal tent on.
Correct.
And he asked her to roll down the window sufficiently so he could determine whether there was an illegal tent.
That's
right.
That is correct.
And she didn't let him do that.
Not for a few moments. There was some
10
time.
Minutes.
Right. It was, I think, 9, but correct. Close enough.
So the issue is whether that behavior obstructed the officer's ability to perform his duty.
Correct. And what had happened that day, it was cold and rainy. She had some children in the back seat. She was concerned that they were going to get cold. She did roll down the window enough to provide the officers here with our identifying information, the registration or license and things like that. And she delayed in rolling down the window because of the nasty weather. She was afraid the children were going to get cold.
But interestingly enough, she refused to roll down her window enough for the officer to be able to conduct the test. But ultimately, when she put down a window, she put down a window that was adjacent to these children that she did not want to get cold. Is that correct, rather than her own window?
That's my understanding from the facts.
Doesn't that kind of undercut and explain why the trial court disregarded her credibility when she said that she was not rolling down her window to protect the children and their warmth?
I wouldn't argue with that.
Well, and counsel, isn't there a difference between having a defense for why you didn't want to roll down the window versus the conviction for obstruction? In other words, you're allowed to present those defenses, whatever defenses you have, but at the end of the day, they're factual determinations made by the trier of fact.
That's correct. But what I'm saying is, and in my petition, what I'm saying is that she had just cause not to roll down the windows based on the weather. And she didn't obstruct, she didn't make a direct action against the officer.
But again, the fact that she had reasons why she didn't do something does not impact the fact that she obstructed the officer in doing his job. At the end of the day, whether she obstructed the officer is the issue.
Right. That's correct. And I would say that she didn't obstruct him. She merely made it harder for him to finish the task at hand.
It seemed to me she did more than make it more difficult. She absolutely flat out prevented him from investigating what he stopped her for, and that was whether the tent was illegal or not. She didn't make it more difficult. Her actions prevented him from investigating, period.
I understand the point.
Counsel, we recognize you have a difficult case. Are you familiar with Molinet v. Commonwealth?
Yes.
Can you address that opinion? Molinet v. Commonwealth. It came out December of 2015.
No,
came out
I'm
after
sorry.
You break.
Said an M, and I was thinking something else.
Okay.
I was thinking Ruckman. No, I'm so sorry. No.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
No.
Cool.
That's fine.
But, Your Honors, you've read my petition, I'm sure, carefully, and the basics of it are that I feel that she shouldn't have been convicted of. She may not have handled the situation in the best way, but I don't believe that she actively obstructed the officer.
You argued ends of justice, but it seems to me that you had preserved the issue in your closing. You argued failure to roll down the window is an obstruction. So it seems to me we're not talking about ends of justice. We're just talking about resolving the issue on the merits.
And I believe I have to I have to take a look real quick. I'm sorry.
Just counsel, there's case law that distinguishes between a jury trial and a bench trial, and you made the point in your argument to the court.
And so I did. And I don't really have, an answer for that.
You preserved it.
That's a good thing. Thank you.
It is definitely a good thing.
But at this point, I don't really have anything else to directly say, unless you have further questions on.
Judge Frank?
Nothing further. Thank you,
Stephen. Okay. Well, should you have more to say upon rebuttal, you will have ample time to do so.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. I'm Victoria Johnson, and I represent the Commonwealth. For the record, I don't think it really matters at this point. I agree that it was preserved.
And thank you for not making a 5A18 argument.
But since it was granted.
Speak into the microphone.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was over there.
It's live.
Oh, thank you. I did address it as 5A18 because that's how it was granted, but I was kind of puzzled by that, so I wanted to go ahead and concede that. I think that either if it's ends of justice or a straight sufficiency, as was kind of discussed before, I think that I submit the evidence was sufficient for the reasons I stated on brief, and I'm happy to answer any questions that the court may have, but otherwise I will submit on my brief and ask the court to affirm.
I have no questions.
Thank you very much, Your Honors.
Ms. Nicholas, does that 57 seconds of argument create anything by way of rebuttal?
No, Your Honor.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honors.
We will come down and greet both of you.